bring up whatever's on your mind. Saturday edition of the program, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. I think Mark might be joining us a little bit later, but Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has decided to come in and sit in here for at least the beginning hour of the program. Sam, welcome to the program as always.
Thank you.
Those of you who are somewhat long-time listeners, I guess within the last 6 months of the program, who aren't just tuning in for the first time tonight, might recognize Sam if you've listened to the weekday show. But I think this... Have you been on our show on Saturday night as a guest before, Sam? I feel like you might have.
From jail one time.
That's right. Okay, you were on the phone while you were in jail. You were held in a jail for 58 days, imprisoned there, because you recorded video in a public court lobby using your so-called freedom of the press, and then you used your supposed right to remain silent, and you didn't answer some of the questions that you were being asked, specifically what your so-called legal name is, or as I prefer to call it, your slave name. So because you didn't answer that question, the judge ordered the jailers to imprison you for an indefinite period of time. Then eventually they just decided to unceremoniously boot you out the front door, basically, after 58 days because of some technicality with your lawyer or something like that, right?
Yeah, they used a technicality with the lawyer, and also the fact that we sent them a tort letter letting the city know that I was planning to sue them for all of the things that they were doing, for holding me indefinitely and refusing to schedule a trial, and just the way they responded and have handled the entire situation.
So, not necessarily to rehash all that, but I just figured I'd let our listeners know who you are. They can go to obscuredtruth.com, and they'll be able to see some of the documentary filmmaking that you've been doing over the past few years and that you're now doing here in New Hampshire. In fact, you'll be having something coming out within the next few days, I imagine, right?
Yes, I will.
Okay, obscuredtruth.com. We continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want, and otherwise we'll start out talking about the issue of the U.S. flag. And how it is that some people have decided to treat the flag and how they've been treated as a result of that. Now, this topic is real touchy for some people.
It is.
You know, they've been raised in this society where they're constantly bombarded with these feel-good images of flags waving and apple pie and all of this stuff that you're told about as a kid.
And let's not forget, they stand up, hold their hand over their heart, and, you know, pledge an oath of allegiance to this flag every
yes.
day in the government schools. And they're also taught, oh, you know, there's a certain way you have to be respectful of this piece of cloth because of what it represents. And the government has worked to equate the flag to freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people get those two confused and forget about the fact that, you know, hey, if I want to protest America, I should be able to protest it in whatever manner I see fit. That may include burning the flag. It may include doing something that you don't like with the flag.
If it's your flag. Now, to point out, in the past, there have been people who burned flags before,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't their flag to burn. It was like somebody's flag that was in their front yard. That's
right.
Completely inappropriate. It's not your property. But if it's your own flag, you should be free in a supposed free country to set one on fire, or not even so bad as set one on fire, fly one upside down. The story comes out of Wausau. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Wausau, Wisconsin. The Associated Press, an American flag flown upside down as a protest in a northern Wisconsin village, was seized by the police before a 4th of July parade, and the businessman who flew it, an Iraq War veteran, claims the officers trespassed and stole his property. Well, you see, when the police trespass, they don't call it trespassing. Just like when the government steals, they don't call it stealing. It's taxes. Right. So
right.
I'm sure the police will find themselves innocent of all of the charges in this particular case.
You know, it's funny whenever this subject comes up of using the flag in a manner of protest like this, the statists, the nationalists, they come out and they say, well, you haven't served your country. You don't know what this flag means. What
this
do they
guy.
Say to a case like this?
I
this
don't
guy's
know.
A veteran.
That's a great question. Maybe the article will answer that here in a moment. A day after the parade, the police then decided to return the flag, and he was allowed to continue flying it upside down.
Okay, so you can protest just not on Independence Day, the day where, you know, they protested the existing government and said, no, we don't want your services anymore. We're going to create our own little thing.
The day when your upside down flag protest might be the most poignant of all of the 365 days in the year.
Yeah.
So the ACLU has gotten involved. They're considering legal action for the violation of Vito Congdon Jr.'s First Amendment rights. According to the executive director of the ACLU, it's not often that you see something this blatant. In mid-June, he began flying the flag upside down, an accepted way to signal distress, outside the restaurant he wants to open in Crivitz. He said that his distress is likely bankruptcy because the village board has refused to grant him a liquor license after he spent nearly $200,000 to buy and remodel a downtown building for an Italian supper club. For him, the flag represents upside down, represents distress. To others in town, it represents disrespect of the flag. Hours before the 4th of July parade, four police officers went to Kongneen's property and removed the... That's a lot of police response.
Yeah, it is.
Probably not a lot going on there in... Where was it? A town of about 1,000. Crivitz. A village of about 1,000. So according to this... They removed the flag under the advice of their district attorney. A neighbor watched in disbelief, saying that it's not, said, what are you doing? They said, it's none of your business.
Wait, so the district attorney, who's part of the executive branch, is going to the judicial branch and giving them orders to go seize property?
No, I believe the police are the executive branch.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I had those backwards. But, I mean, the district attorney is not... Is he the one who's supposed to be giving marching orders to police to go out and steal property? Or are they supposed to get a search warrant if they think there's a crime going on and go seize evidence properly through the the rule of law?
Oh, I don't know, Sam. You could always try to take this to court and then spend more money. I mean, you spent $200,000 remodeling this building. He could probably spend another $50,000 or $100,000 fighting this so he can vindicate himself.
He's trying to create jobs in the community. He's invested a huge chunk of change in this building, trying to open this thing, and the city council is giving him a hard time. Why? Who knows?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. We don't know what all the insider stuff is that goes on, but I can tell you that we live in a city, so-called, of 25,000, mm-hmm. and things are pretty close-knit here. I mean, people know other people. When something happens at a local government level, in a lot of cases, it has to do with a personal vendetta. You know, so-and-so doesn't like so-and-so, and so they've decided to deny the liquor permit. So mm-hmm. there could be very easily something like this going on here. But that's all an aside from the issue of being able to fly a flag upside down on your own property. Your flag, you can fly it how you want to. And I know there are people out there that feel like, for whatever reason, this particular piece of cloth with threads that happen to be interwoven in a certain pattern should be hands-off, should be illegal for this guy to do to treat the flag in such a so-called disrespectful manner. And I'm just wondering if there's somebody out there listening that can take up that particular position. Am I wrong in saying that the flag should be able to be flown upside down? What is the problem with that? Why would you go and steal someone's property who was doing with their property as they chose simply because you disagreed with how they chose to deal with their property?
I mean, isn't that what America is founded on, is the right for
property
you
rights?
The right for you to speak out about the things that you believe in? And if you see something is wrong with your country, shouldn't you be able to fly a symbol upside down that expresses that?
Absolutely. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You live in America, a country with supposedly free speech, and what that means is people are going to be able to say things that you won't necessarily want to hear. And if you don't like the fact that this guy's flying a flag upside down out in front of, and I didn't catch if it was his building or his home,
I think it's a building, the restaurant downtown.
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't drive by. Don't patronize the business. Make a point of telling him how you feel, but don't go take his stuff.
Well, it wasn't people that took his stuff. It was the so-called authorities.
Well,
who were really
people.
The only ones that could get away with this because, you know, if he was there, he could fight back against a citizen, a private person coming up and taking this. But when they have badges and nice-looking uniforms with lots of patches and stuff on them and guns... a different story.
1-800-259-9231. First they came for the flag flyer upper downers, upside downers. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. And there is also another flag-related story here. I want to hear how you feel about it, though. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231, or you can tell us how you feel about the topic we open things up with, which is the idea of burning or flying a flag upside down, American flag upside down. 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, Just click. They are yours right there on the top of the website, or all down the left side, actually, of the website, going back for an entire year at freetalklive.com, plus republicmagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv, or you can call 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620, republicmagazine.tv. As we continue here taking your calls about whatever you want, we'll go to Bob, listening to WFLA in Florida. Bob, you are on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just didn't like what I was hearing. I referenced the flag burning and or upside down. I think that there are other ways to protest. I agree. Don't mess with other people's property or go onto their personal space or anything like that. But
so flag, should the man with the upside down flag have been left alone?
No. Somebody should have said something to him.
Okay, but should the police have come and stolen his flag from him?
Not stolen. No, that is correct. I agree with that. They should not have stolen the flag.
So you believe that conversation would be the appropriate thing to do, not to hurt the guy or throw him in jail or take his property. You would say that just, you know, letting him know how you feel would be the way to handle that situation.
That's correct. And I think
that's very reasonable of you.
What's that?
I said that's very reasonable of you.
Well, I think that you have to try diplomacy first. You have a little bit of tact, tell him what's wrong and let them know how you feel.
So now, if a group of people had gone up and talked to him and he said, no, absolutely not, this flag is going to fly during the parade, and that's what was going on. There was a parade out front of the business, I believe. If he had said, no, I'm going to fly it, would you support the police going in and being able to take that flag down just for the parade?
Obviously, he's going to do it again after the parade. And it's not really going to serve any purpose to take it down just for the parade, because he's probably going to do it right again after, once it's all done. Or he'll get another flag and keep doing it again. But I think if he is doing that and you've talked to him and he continues to do it, then I don't see any reason why you can't have something on the books that you can start fining somebody for just disgrace of the flag. Like
so
that.
You do believe in using violence against your neighbors flying an upside-down flag. It sounded
that
to me like you were being reasonable in the beginning of your call. Now you're saying you're willing to put somebody in a jail cell over this.
No, I did not say that. I said a fine.
Oh, but yes, you
a
did.
Fine. Okay, if I don't pay the fine, then what happens?
Well, then you know that it just keeps multiplying and getting higher, and then he could be arrested for that.
So you do support putting someone in a jail cell for not obeying your diktats about how his piece of cloth should be positioned on his house?
I see that you disgrace the flag that way.
I'm sorry to say, Bob, we're losing your connection. I'm going to give you one more chance. Say again.
I disagree that by hanging the flag up and disgracing the flag like that, he will be given many chances as far as saying Pay this fine.
Sure. The gang always gives you many chances to obey their demands. That always happens. There's always a threat, followed by another threat, followed by a more serious threat. Then they, you know, drag you into court, and then they issue the fine, or they demand community service, or whatever it is that they demand out of you. And if you still decide to say, no, I believe I'm a free person, it's my piece of cloth, I can hang it however I want, you're saying put that man in a jail cell.
That is his piece of cloth, but it's also symbolic for me.
Because you have an emotional attachment to that particular piece of cloth, you believe you then have the ability to control everyone who has that very same piece of cloth. Isn't that interesting?
It's been handed down from generation to generation. People have fought and died for that flag and for the freedoms that we have here today. Earn your shoes or
that's a cliche.
Your socks.
That's a cliche. Most of the people that have fought and died in the service of the United States government have died for the political purposes of the politicians who sent them to die, not for freedom. And besides all that, it's still his property. How can you justify, because you feel bad, because you've been offended, how can you justify trespassing on somebody else's property and on their life and taking their freedom away from them? I mean, doesn't that seem contradictory, the whole idea that this is supposed to be a free country, except if you happen to have an American flag, then you can't do what you want with it?
You are not trespassing if you're sending him fines in the mail.
Yes, but if you go and take his body and put it in a cell, that would require a trespass.
Well, that's because he violated other sections by not paying a civil fine.
It's the law, Ian.
It's the law. You know, we can just write down whatever the hell we want on paper, and if they don't jump through the hoops,
it's not
then
about
we'll just
the
put
morality.
Them in a cell. Yeah, you don't feel like that's wrong? You don't feel like it's wrong to take someone's freedom away from them because they did something you disagreed with?
It's not just me.
I don't care how many people. Oh, now you're going to appeal to majority? You're going to give me an argumentum ad populum, an appeal to popularity to say that, well, because most people are offended, therefore we should do something about this.
I have to wear a helmet when I ride my motorcycle because some
not
idiot,
in every state.
No, but it's because people have said, okay, hey, we don't like the laws.
So how is it people in some states don't require everyone to wear helmets and other states they do? How do those other states survive?
Exactly. Why should the government tell me what I can and cannot do?
That's exactly our point. So why should the government tell this man what he can and cannot do with a piece of cloth that he has bought and paid for and is flying on his own property in the way he sees fit?
I think that you should be free to ride your bike without a helmet wherever it is that you are. And I think that if more people just decided to go ahead and do that and not bow down to the arbitrary diktats of these people that are supposedly calling themselves representatives in Tallahassee down there, then if you went and drove around with no helmet on and were given a ticket for it, you could not pay that ticket, and they would put you likely in a jail cell over it. But eventually, if enough people disobeyed and non-cooperated in that way, they'd stop pulling people over for it. But unfortunately, most people are so obedient and so trained that whenever they're issued a ticket, they'll go ahead and pay it because otherwise it's inconvenient. You know, who wants to sit in jail for 6 days, right?
Exactly. I agree with that. Exactly what you're saying. But that's never going to happen because...
It's never going to happen because you said so, right?
No,
you mean mass civil disobedience is never going to happen? Is that what's never going to happen?
Mass civil disobedience?
That's what it's going to take, right? I mean, do you want this to change, or do you want the legislature to just keep writing down stupid laws for you to obey? You know, what's the next thing they can... What's the next thing they're going to do to tell you how to live your life? When will you draw the line? Think of it. You don't have to answer this question. When will it's just something to think about. When will you draw the line and say, okay, that's it. I'm tired of all of this absurdity. I'm tired of the micromanagement. I'm tired of all of the rules and regulations, and I'm not going to obey them. I'm not going to hurt anybody. I'm just not going to obey your stupid rules anymore. Where is that line in the sand for you? Have you ever even thought about that? Thanks for the call, Bob. More on the way. Your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away, including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate in Holland, Michigan, 1450 WHTC, on board for a couple of hours of our Saturday night show. So welcome to all of our Holland listeners. Technically, I think we were on for the first time last weekend, but I always like to make sure that everything went smoothly before I say hello. So welcome aboard. And the number is 800-259-9231. Just kind of one more observation on our last caller, Bob, who on one hand was very anti the idea of somebody flying a flag upside down to the point where he was willing to punish that person for it. But on the other hand, felt like he was being abused by the government for his desire to want to wear not wear a helmet while he was on his motorcycle. And is that the freedoms that that were fought for? The idea that you have to wear a helmet while you're on your motorcycle? It was an interesting juxtaposition.
I think that's the so common with people is they see the problem with the state, with the force involved, maybe not directly, but they know that, you know, the way government does things is not always right. It doesn't always come out fair. But yet they still have their one or two issues that they want to hold on to that they really believe government force is necessary, whether it's the flag, whether it's, you know, speed limits on the roads to keep the children safe or whatever government propaganda has told them over time. that we need government for these reasons, and, you know, they may do some bad things here and there, Ian, but for the most part, they're good and they're keeping us safe.
Right. And then there's also kind of this mentality of, to some extent, a bit of Stockholm syndrome, where the people that are the captives of the terrorists, if you will start to identify with the terrorists. That's right. Kind of what Stockholm syndrome is. And, or they identify with their captors. And so a lot of people have gone through the ringer. I mean, they have gone through licensing, registration, and through all these hoops that the government puts up, whether it's for their business or in their personal life or just to ride down the road. They've been through all of this, and it's been an awful experience. Anybody who's been to the DMV, I mean, I used to live down in Florida. I know that that's where Bob was. I know how bad it is down there. It's mm-hmm. awful. Comparison-wise, up here in New Hampshire, it's like nothing being at the DMV here, but... It's not good. I mean, everybody kind of knows how abusive and awful the experience of dealing with the government is. But darn it, they had to go through it, so does everybody else.
That's right.
You know, that's kind of the mentality, and that's what you'll hear come up, for instance, if somebody gets caught for not paying federal income taxes. Well, I have to pay income taxes, so should they. Why not cheer them on for having the courage to not pay these criminal gangsters? And that's what they are. Republicans, Democrats alike in Washington, D.C., they're criminals through and through, and probably in most state legislatures as well.
Well, because it's scary. I mean, if a small group of people stop paying, then, you know, the whole system starts to fall apart. It works because everybody contributes, Ian, and if we let some people get away without contributing, what would happen?
Yep. Let's continue and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Colin is also listening to WFLA down in Florida. Hey, Colin. Colin, you are on the air on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Okay. Yes. Hello. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was just thinking. I agree with the rights that a citizen of America should be able to do as they choose, as long as it's not causing harm or something like that to mm-hmm. someone else. And when
sure.
we look at this situation, like, we're really seeing the erosion of our rights in general, especially with the passage of the Patriot Act. A lot of our rights are kind of null and void right now anyway, especially when we look at habeas corpus, you know, First Amendment rights, searches and seizures, et cetera, et cetera. The government more so or less continues to just basically overthrow our rights for their own basic wants and needs and desires. And it's really getting to a point where more and more people are starting to experience it. You know, as an African-American growing up in the country, I've always understood that, you know, sometimes laws can be unjust and that in some cases you have to stand up against them. And it's sad to see that more and more and more people, even in 2009, are experiencing this type of thing, and I think when more Americans wake up, then it'll change, because it's really kind of silly. If a person has a flag and they want to fly it upside down, it's their personal property. And America was founded on property rights.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd think it's a no-brainer. I mean, it seems obvious that it's theirs. They should be able to do what they want with it. But yet people have this emotional attachment to it that completely obliterates any sense of being able to be logical about this and say, oh, yeah, that does offend me, but I forgot for a moment that I'm not free to be free of offense in this country. If there is free speech, inevitably you're going to come across something that's offensive. And the reason why free speech exists, supposedly, is so that those offensive people can go and be offensive, and that, you know, to protect the offensive speech. We don't have to protect unoffensive speech. And so if you don't like what you're hearing, do your best to avoid it or speak back. That's usually the best solution for speech you don't like, is to speak back more with what you have to say instead of trying to shut that person off, because all that's going to do is just that's just going to inflame things even more.
I could totally agree. Now, if he went to, like, the city hall or something and, like, changed their flag or something, or, like, a public flag and made that upside down, then I could understand the rationale of, okay, maybe he needs some sort of reprimand or something like that. But if it's his own personal property, on his own property, I mean, that's just a totally different case. Whether you like it or not, if we're going to respect property rights in the country, then you just have to be upset about it and look the other way.
Colin, what if he had gone out to, say, Central Square, right in the middle of downtown, and chose to burn the flag on public property? No, it's his flag.
His flag.
But he chose to burn it.
Is that against the law? I'm not sure. What are the
We're not really asking whether it's against the law.
Oh,
we're just asking how you feel.
Well, me personally, I wouldn't have a huge problem with it. I wouldn't per se do it.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to do that with his flag that he bought, I don't see how that's any different than, I mean, a person putting a flag on a piece of panties, and then the way we exploit the flag in other ways, I mean, you can find flags on a women's underwear. Is that okay?
Where can you get those women's underwear with flags?
Google.
So, I mean, it's kind of like you can't pick and choose what you choose to be offended by. Like, you either accept freedom for what it is, and freedom can sometimes cause chaos, which is the point, because everybody has a choice, or you don't believe in freedom. It's really kind of, you have freedoms or you don't.
And I love what you have to say. I generally agree with everything, though. I would point out that freedom doesn't really cause chaos. If you actually have freedom, it's likely that would lead to a voluntary order. That tends to be the way the absence of rule, absence of arbitrary governmental rule would lead things to work. But great call tonight, Colin, and thank you for making it. I really appreciate you taking the time. Well thought out.
Yeah, freedom of speech really allows things to progress, allows critical thinking to be out there in the marketplace of ideas.
Yes.
And I think government schools really tend to kind of clamp down on that and teach people, oh, no, no, you don't question the government. You just do what we tell you and
right.
Everything will be okay. We're in charge. We're keeping everybody safe.
You can say other things. Just don't say things
about
the flag.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Brian.
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I was going to talk about the flag.
Yes, sir.
Well, a lot of what I was going to say you already said. I don't want to be too redundant, but I agree with what you're saying. You can't pick and choose which freedoms are free. You can't pick and choose what you want to allow.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the military for a few years, about a couple years ago, and a lot of people were getting upset because there were people boycotting the war, and they're like, you have to support your soldiers, you have to support the war because you're an American. And I was like, no, they don't. I was like, we're over here defending their freedom to hate us or to disagree with us.
Now, what would you have to say? Now, earlier, I appreciate where you're coming from, and I understand that. But what would you have to say to what I'd said earlier this hour, and that is that you weren't, in point of fact, defending my freedom?
Oh, well, I would agree with you on that.
Okay, thank goodness. I don't know. If you've got a little more, we can bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231, and I don't think that my freedom was defended in any conflict in the 20th century.
Mine either. No.
1-800-259-9231. I didn't choose any of that. I don't want to be associated with it. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
Sam joining us from ObscuredTruth.com, filmmaker, documentarian, overall great liberty activist. Definitely check his stuff out at ObscuredTruth.com. As we continue taking your calls about anything, that is the point of the show. It is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want to help support the program, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they've got dozens of categories, even used items. If you need to save a few extra bucks, get them at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Brian listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Brian, you're back on Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just going to respond to your question. I understand what you're saying, how you weren't any a part of what I was doing over there. I didn't sign up after. I was actually just signed up for the military to get money for school.
There are a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure you know this. There are a lot of people that do that. Was that your experience over there and the people that you met?
Yep. And there was a lot of people that were signed up after 9/11 because that wasn't me. I don't think that that was a retaliatory response. I think there were other reasons. I actually have a different opinion about the war. I mean, I think it was done for some very wrong reasons, and I don't think it was justified. But the end result, like a lot of people that I talked to, just got a taste of freedom and just loved it over there. And for that reason, I was okay with not my being over there, and I didn't have to kill anybody, so I wasn't too upset about it. But I had to deal with the military or with the government up on my life. I spent 4 years in, and then I went to get out, and they said, "Nope, you're going to be stop laws."
Oh no! Oh wow! How did that feel when you found out that that you were stop lost? Which, for our listeners that may not know, that is basically where they just get to exercise their arbitrary power and say, "Well, you know, you signed this piece of paper and we own you, so we're just going to keep you here as long as we want."
It was devastating because I was ready to get out. I had spent my 4 years in. I actually organized a petition. I wrote my senator and I organized a petition and signed. Like, I got all the signatures in my unit because a lot of us were getting stop-loss to it was wrong because in my contract it says, it says that I can be extended only in time of war.
Which they never declared war.
Exactly. Never declared war.
But, hey, live and learn, right? Unfortunately, yeah. Some people have to learn this the hard way, and that is that when you deal with the government, the terms can be changed at any time. So it doesn't matter that you signed a contract with them. They are an arbitrary, coercive monopoly with the use of force, and they will do what they want to do, and there's really not much you can do about it. You could always challenge it in their courts, which are run by their judges, and try to get some sort of a fair judgment in your favor. Yeah, that's a crapshoot, but usually it doesn't work out too well for people.
Hey, Brian, has the money for school, has that worked out? Because I see a lot of the statistics, and it shows that the promises made up front, we'll pay for your school, we'll do this. The statistics show that that rarely happens, that it's a much smaller case than what they claim.
Oh, it's worked for me.
That's good to know.
I went to a community college instead of a four-year degree, and actually I'm in my master's degree right now in healthcare field. And I love it.
Well, that's good to know. Some people they've tried some funny business with as far as deciding that they didn't qualify later on for whatever reason for the assistance. And I want to thank you for the call tonight and the conversation. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, we go to Johnny listening to WFLA in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Listen, I absolutely love you guys' show. One thing that I wanted to tell you, and you can verify this. I live in Lakeland, and in the Lakeland Ledger today, a sentencing was printed today in Saturday's edition. You can look at this online. There was a principal at a school a few months back who was arrested and charged with child pornography, and what they found was like a nudie magazine, Hustler, Penthouse, what have you, in his briefcase.
Okay.
Well, on these images with faces of little girls, when I say little girls, I mean teenage girls,
yeah,
taped over the women's bodies, okay?
Just a question. Were the girls that the photos were taped, the heads or whatever, were they from the school that he worked at?
Yes, yes. Okay. Now he claims that he didn't put this magazine in his briefcase. I mean, that's of course he's going to claim that whether he... But the point being is that he did it, and then another guy, after seeing this on the news, he taped little girls' faces inside a magazine, and these are both in the articles, but on July 1st, he pled guilty and got 5 years.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Principal got found guilty. He was facing up to 25 years, and he got 5 years. Now, what my complete beef with this is the fact that there were no children harmed. This was not child pornography.
Absolutely.
What scares me is my enemies, politically or otherwise, can now go to the store, buy a penthouse, tape some little girls' pictures to the faces,
yep,
of these women and throw it in my car or my home or whatever, and guess what? I now have child pornography.
Absolutely. It's a very disturbing trend, and it doesn't stop there. It's also now getting into the world of complete fantasy, where somebody will have a picture, and I have a story about, we're not going to have time to get into it tonight, but it's marked for a future show, where there's a guy who received some Japanese manga or something like that, or anime, basically, that depicted a little girl being molested by a dog or something like that. Something really sick. And it was just a depiction, just a drawing, essentially, or a series of drawings. No little girls were harmed in the making of this cartoon, but yet he was charged with, receiving obscenity or something like that. The same sort of deal where, because these guys have maybe some thoughts that would be offensive to people, should they actually act on their thoughts, that should be a criminal act. That the act of thinking, the act of drawing what you're thinking is somehow a crime now in America, and it's happening more and more often.
I wonder how much just the fact that this guy is a principal at a government school influenced these charges. I mean, clearly, taking pictures and pasting them over bodies of naked women is not somebody that I would want overseeing my children.
Right.
But if they didn't bring him up on criminal charges, you know how hard it is to fire a teacher. How hard would it be to fire a principal?
Well, I'm sure that if if you're dealing with kids and he seems like a real sicko, it probably wouldn't be powerful. It probably wouldn't be that hard. He might get demoted to a janitor. That way he could keep his pension. but you know, it's a good point nonetheless that government bureaucrats are very hard to fire. But that should have been the end of this. I mean, it should have been. He should have been, if they were even his, which maybe they were planted there. Who knows? But if they were his, and that was to, there was a way to determine that, then firing him would have been enough, and outing him as a weirdo maybe. But jail time? I find it outrageous that taxpayers would have to pay to keep somebody in a jail cell that's never harmed another person.
Yeah, well, hey, I thank you guys for what you do. There's a train coming by. It's going to get loud, so I'll talk to you another
Johnny,
time.
Johnny, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. And it's... Remember, there was a story about the Simpsons porn. There was a guy that had, if you go online and you look for your favorite cartoon character and you put nude or something next to that or sex or whatever, if you search for adult photos of your favorite cartoon character, there's probably a picture out there of Captain America with his pants down and, you know, having sex with Strawberry Shortcake. I mean, there's stuff like that all over the internet. So somebody had gotten themselves a picture of the Simpsons characters engaging in an incestual relationship, and that's weird and disturbing all at once, no doubt about it, but it's not criminal. There's no victim.
Yeah,
but he was charged. I don't remember what the charge was, but it was another one of those kind of child porn slash obscenity charges, and how that has got to be disturbing for people. But I'm sure there are people out there listening saying, yeah, put those sickos away, the people are weird. And that's just it. That the weirdos should be free to be weird as long as they aren't actually hurting some little boy or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, what if somebody wants to have sex with a goat in their front yard? You know, I think that's pretty strange. There's something wrong with that person, but that doesn't mean that I want him put in jail. No. That doesn't mean that I want to pay to keep him in jail. And, you know, I think ostracism has a place in the market. And
ostracism is incredibly powerful, and it's a lot cheaper than jail.
Free, almost.
Yeah, I mean, they're spending $80-something dollars a day, at least here in New Hampshire, some other places it might be more expensive, to keep somebody in a jail cell. Then you're having to feed that person. You're having to pay to keep that person alive. Whereas if you just ostracize the guy...
Take a video of him, put it up on YouTube, and everybody in that town is going to find out about that video, go watch it, and
he might have trouble buying groceries the next week because of that. I mean, that's the power that ostracism can have, and then nobody else is responsible for taking care of him. But now everybody's responsible when this principal goes to jail for feeding him for the next 25 years.
Great.
Great system. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.